Welcome to the GCSE Food Preparation and Nutrition Revision Podcast. I'm your guide, and today we're tackling a topic that guarantees marks in your exam, special dietary needs. This isn't just about being a picky eater, it's about understanding the science behind why people follow specific diets, from life-threatening allergies to ethical choices. Examiners want to see that you can distinguish between different needs, identify nutritional risks, and suggest practical, safe solutions. Get this right, and you're showing top-level understanding. So, let's get started. First, let's nail the absolute core distinction. What is the difference between a food allergy and a food intolerance? Get this wrong and you lose easy marks. A food allergy is an immune system response. The body mistakenly thinks a food, like peanuts or shellfish, is a harmful invader. It releases chemicals like histamine, causing reactions from a rash or hives to, in severe cases, life-threatening anaphylactic shock. This is a rapid, severe reaction where the airway can swell and it requires immediate medical attention. An intolerance, on the other hand, is a digestive system problem. It means the body can't break down a certain food properly. The most common example is lactose intolerance, where the body lacks the enzyme lactase to break down the sugar in milk. The symptoms are unpleasant, like bloating and stomach pain, but not life-threatening. So remember, allergy equals immune system, intolerance equals digestive system. Now, let's talk about celiac disease. This is often confused with a wheat allergy, but it's an autoimmune condition. When a person with celiac disease eats gluten, a protein found in wheat, barley, and rye, their immune system attacks their own small intestine. This damages the tiny finger-like projections called villi. Healthy villi create a huge surface area to absorb nutrients from food. When they get flattened, the body can't absorb nutrients properly, leading to malabsorption. This is why celiacs can suffer from deficiencies in iron, calcium, and B vitamins, leading to conditions like anemia and osteoporosis. They must follow a strict, lifelong gluten-free diet. Next up, vegetarian and vegan diets. A lacto-ovo vegetarian avoids meat and fish, but will eat dairy products and eggs. A vegan avoids all animal products entirely. No meat, fish, dairy, eggs, or even honey. The main nutritional challenge for vegans is getting all the essential nutrients. Three key ones to remember are vitamin B12, which is only found naturally in animal products, so vegans must get it from fortified foods like plant milks and breakfast cereals. Iron and calcium are also crucial. While they are found in plants like spinach and kale, they are often less easily absorbed than from animal sources. This brings us to a key concept examiners love: protein complementation. Most plant foods are low biological value, or LBV proteins, meaning they lack one or more of the 9 essential amino acids our bodies can't make. However, by combining different LBV foods, you can get the full set. Think of it like a jigsaw puzzle. Beans are missing one piece and rice is missing another, but when you eat them together, like in a chili with rice, you get the complete picture. Other classic combinations are hummus and pita bread, or beans on toast. You don't even need to eat them in the same meal, just over the course of the same day. For a guaranteed HBV plant source, remember soya and quinoa. Now for the exam tips. A common mistake candidates make is confusing allergies and intolerances. Remember the rule, immune versus digestive. Another pitfall is stating that vegans can't get enough protein. Wrong. You must mention HBV plant sources like soya and quinoa and explain protein complementation to get top marks. When you're asked to plan a meal for someone with a special dietary need, don't just list foods. Justify your choices. For example, I have included spinach in the vegan curry for its iron content, which is vital for healthy red blood cells, and served it with a fortified plant-based yogurt to provide calcium for bone health. That's how you get the marks. And for allergies, use the specific term anaphylactic shock to describe a severe reaction. It shows precise knowledge. Finally, always, always mention vitamin B12 fortification when discussing a vegan diet. It's a guaranteed mark winner. Okay, time for a quick-fire recall quiz. Cover your notes. 1. Is a food allergy an immune or digestive response? Immune. 2. What is the name of the enzyme missing in lactose intolerance? Lactase. 3. Name the finger-like projections in the small intestine damaged by gluten and celiacs. Villi. 4. Name a plant-based source of high biological value protein. Soya or quinoa. 5. Which vitamin must vegans get from fortified foods? Vitamin B12. How did you do? Go back and review any you weren't sure about. So, to summarize, special dietary needs are all about the science. Know the difference between allergies and intolerances. understand the mechanism of celiac disease and villi damage. And for vegan and vegetarian diets, focus on the key nutrients at risk, B12, iron, and calcium, and know how to solve the protein puzzle with complementation. Apply this knowledge in the exam, use the right terminology, and you'll be well on your way to a top grade. Thanks for listening, and best of luck with your revision.